This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take the highway to the end.
People wonder how Trump or RFK Jr. could be ready to die. I think a lot of you have the idea, but I'm going to explain it to those who don't understand it, start of the next segment. Because I've been down the same road. And there are things worse than death. I'll explain it when we come back. Let's go ahead and go to Savix in Seattle. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. President Trump, Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, everybody else, beware of the deep fake AI, deep state God, which I believe is going to be, they're going to ramp up that. They're going to start accelerating the deep fakes with just what happened to Greg Reese's voice. They do his voice and uploaded a report, you know, using his voice with different words. So I believe they're going to start assassinating characters like that, President Trump, Joe Rogan, anybody that's in our side.
They're gonna I agree. I mean, they've already done it with Tucker Carlson and me. And I've not talked about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff where the people have been spoofing my voice and calling family and things like that. So it's definitely going on.
Yeah, I believe that's what they're going to do before the election. They're going to start creating these deep fakes, either video or voice or something to create confusion. Or is he really saying that? And then get us all distracted. And
no, I agree. But at the end of the day, doesn't it show the establishment's losing?
Yes, it is losing, and then we're winning. We're growing by the minute, and that's the next step I think they're going to do before they try to kill anybody, any of us that are on the freedom movement. So I think they're going to they're going to accelerate the deep fakes all over the place. That's my opinion.
I agree with you. What else do you think is going to happen, Savick?
Well, I believe that they're going to keep pushing the LGBT agenda, the acceptance of pedophilia in our states, like right here, Washington State, it's with the public schools. We know that they're already doing it. If you want to go get surgery, if you're in middle school, go ahead, and without the parent consent. So they're going to accelerate everything else as much as they can, as much garbage as they can.
That's right. And when parents opt out of it, even if they find out about it, they get socially penalized for opting out of it.
That's right. Yeah, I believe they're going to accelerate everything else before the election. So it's a cluster mess.
I agree. And, Anybody saying we live in boring times is crazy. I mean, Savick, is this not a crazy time to be alive?
It is crazy, amazing, and we're living in the prophecies that were that our ancestors predicted thousands of years ago, and if you don't really see it, then you're still asleep on the wheel.
Absolutely. I totally agree. We're living in, like, radars bouncing out in the future thousands of years ago, or sonar, spiritual sonar picks it up. Now, we're not getting the sonar pings back thousands of years. We're now seeing the target with our own eyeballs. We're now over it. And so we are going to get front row seats. We'll go to break, come back with Daryl. Thank you, Savick. And Joey, then I'm going to hand the baton to our special guest host. But I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I really was thinking about why is RFK Jr. willing to die? Why is Trump willing to die? And why Trump, particularly in the face of all these threats and prison and death, why is he so confident? That's the same reason Robert F. Kennedy's confident. He was there when his dad was gunned down and murdered. He was there when his dad died, holding his hand. Before that, he watched his uncle murdered on television, the president. And you just realize there are things worse than death. You just realize, like, I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to be people's slave. I have to stand against them. And I have to call them out on the fact that they want to intimidate me. And just let them know that in the end, they're going to go down. And they will go down. This country's been hijacked by covert intelligence agencies since the end of World War II. British intelligence basically involved running it. I'm not blaming the British, but it's that model. And they've run the country in the ground, and they've got to be stopped. And a lot of us won't make it in the fight, but in the end, these guys will be removed. They will be dealt with. They will be crushed. Back in 60 seconds for two final calls, and Maria Z from Australia takes over. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. The globalists are only humans. Yeah, they have control of the central banks, they have a lot of power, but they can be defeated. But some of their operations are going to take decades to stop. But one thing you can do right now is take control of your body and your family's body by purifying the water that you drink and that you cook with. And you do it with the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there. This thing does 10,000 gallons. You can sit there and put hundreds of gallons through in a day. It purifies very quickly, and it cuts out thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. This is what I use, which my family uses. It's the very best system out there for the lowest price. For a limited time, 10% off on top of that, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. In stock, and replacement filters for folks that need those in stock. Get it today, and it plugs the InfoWar. Don't procrastinate. This is one of the main areas we can take control of our lives and stop the globalists from hitting us with poison that they allow in the water supply. In some cases, they add to the water supply like fluoride. Why would President Trump, why would Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who both know the deep state, the corrupt, entitled bureaucracy is gunning for them, trying to put them in prison, trying to kill them, trying to destroy them, still have the courage to fight? Because submitting to these tyrants is worse than death. It's turning your soul and your will over to these horrible people that are carrying out these incredibly destructive agendas against the children, against the women, against the men, against culture and society. It is a genetic spiritual will to build something better and to not be slaves that demands, that commands, that compels us to do the right thing. And that's why I don't fear death. I don't fear prison. I don't fear being destroyed. I certainly want to keep working and keep fighting and spending time with my family. But at the end of the day, I know I can't ever stop. There's not even 1% of me that wants to give up or give in. Because I understand the larger mission. Now, I get frustrated by prosecuting the war against the globalists, and I get frustrated by my own weakness and other people's weakness around me. But at the end of the day, there's no discussion of quitting out of fear. Sometimes you're like, well, I've kind of run my course and already put in my fight, and so it's now up to others to finish the fight. But it's like the movie The Patriot, based on a composite true stories. After his son dies, his second son dies, and he's been to the war for 5-6 years, and he just says, it's up to other people now. I'm going to go home and just... And then he sees the flag that his son had carried. I remember what he did. His dedication, he says, too many people have died for this. Too many people have struggled and had everything they built taken from them for us to then act like half measures are the only way. No, it's because our enemy is so bad they've got to be beaten. It's because they are so evil and sick that we've got to go all the way and never give up and put our full energy against them. That's what God's looking for. Total commitment. And only total commitment will beat these people. But they will be beaten. But we don't beat them to prove we're better than them. We know they're better than them. We beat them because the children are counting on us to build a real future world for them. And just as we stand on the shoulders of the men and women that came before us and sacrificed everything, we're going to do that now in this fight and complete that circle into the future. All right, Joey in North Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I completely agree with you that evil has no power because evil has already been destroyed by my Father. He sent the Son, Jesus Christ, to destroy sin and to destroy death, and people are still sinning, and people are still dead. So I'm here to tell you that all of this would not be happening if people simply died with me, as I died, as I did on the cross, and my Father in heaven would resurrect you with me into eternal life.
So are you speaking second or third person as Christ, or are you saying you are Christ?
If you knew me, you would abide in my love.
Joey, I appreciate your call. I appreciate it. I believe in Christ. I believe what you're saying, but you're not Christ. Let's talk to Daryl in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome.
Uh, thanks, Alex. Wow, for the last caller. I want to talk about the Trump indictment and some potential offensive game plans that we can take, not only Trump, but others who are being persecuted by this D.C. court. So my question is this. If the courts are criminal and evil, and you know that, and you're going to go get sentenced, do you martyr yourself and just take the sentence? Or do you maybe become a fugitive, thus maybe becoming an American hero or a folk legend? Now, I might want to do that, man. I could go hang out in the Appalachian Mountains with, my satellite 123 phone. And, shoot, I might even call into InfoWars every couple of weeks and update, everybody on how it's going. But
no, I hear you. I mean, in the past, if Trump ran off to some undisclosed location, they say, oh, he's a coward. No, I mean, this system's so discredited, who knows? I hear what you're saying. It's definitely crazy times.
Yeah, if noncompliance is the answer, then not complying with a criminal kangaroo court seems to be the next logical step for an American that's being...
Well, I think the way to do it is what Congress is talking about, impeaching the attorney general and these judges.
Yes, if they can do it. But, I mean, you see McCarthy today when he's asked about the Trump indictment? Total jello. I mean, nothing. I don't think any of these politicians are going to do anything except jockey for a position in the new world order.
No, I hear you. That's why they were chosen. I didn't see what McCarthy said. What happened?
He gave a quick 30-second spiel on, what do you think about the Trump indictment? Oh, well, gosh, they sure shouldn't be doing that. And I'm real mad about that. And, this is not right. Just the same old, spineless, there's nothing there. It's like they're all just, they're playing us for fools. And we need to go on the offensive. And all I'm saying is it time for an America, another Tea Party? And all we do is just say, I'm not going to comply with your, if you get sentenced. If they say, hey, we're going to put you in for 5 years. Well, why? Why comply with that? Unless you want to be a martyr, and that's the way to do it. Hey, be a martyr. Or don't. Do something else. I'm just coming up with an idea, and I would help out. You know what? If you harbor a fugitive, I think you get a bigger sentence than the fugitive. So actually, the one harboring is that really sticks.
Yeah, but I mean, Trump could go to Saudi Arabia or something. Russia's already inviting him over there, but the office wouldn't be right on that. All right, Daryl, I hear your point. I really appreciate you. All right, Maria Z, great talk show host out of Australia, Z Media, Z-E-E-E, media.com. She's been fighting with tyranny over there. They're planning more lockdowns here. It's the same globalist army we're facing. Look forward to her insight. Maria Z, thanks for being here. Take over.
Thank you so much, Alex. We are all so, so grateful for all of your years of service and waking up the world. It is because of Alex Jones and InfoWars that so many people are waking up to the truth. And we have made so much progress in people realizing, just the other day, Alex was talking about a real life vampire. Back maybe 10 years ago, some people would have thought that's crazy. 10 years on, a lot of people are saying, yeah, wow, this stuff really does exist. And so the topic that we're going to be covering today with my special guest is no less crazy than all of the other things that have come out to be true. She's one of the most comprehensive researchers that I know on the topics of synthetic biology, transhumanism, the AI takeover. And the last time that we had Celeste Solem here on this broadcast with us, she talked to us about the hidden tech out there ready to manipulate human beings and hack the soul. She joins us today with more breaking news on the transhumanism front. Celeste Solem from CelestialReport.com. Welcome.
It's great to be here, Maria.
It's so good to see you again. Well, give us a brief outline of what you're going to be covering today. I know the news is hot, hot, hot off the press.
It is. It is. So when I did the synthetic biology webinar, what I discovered was that there was a link between synthetic biology, Marxism, and the LGBT movement. And we think that it just kind of all sprang up at one time. It didn't. This has been very well planned out really since Darwin. about what we're going to talk about today. And I do have some notes to keep me on track because I do deep dives, and we can't do that today. So I'm just going to be giving you all a brief overview of some of the things that I discovered as I was going down the rabbit hole. But we have to realize that this is just one component, even though we're talking about synthetic biology, Marxism, and the LGBT community, it is only one component in an integrated weapon system. You need to realize that this is a weapon system. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, I absolutely agree with you, and I've said on many broadcasts, especially of late, Celeste, that the technology that these people have is so much further advanced. I just interviewed a couple from Morocco, Hope and Tavon. They're scientists and researchers, former government employees as well. And they've been looking a lot into synthetic biology, the links between 5G, 6G, 7G, what the capabilities are of this technology in terms of controlling the human being, the technology that's in the injections, the technology that's in the upcoming injections, so the little needleless vaccine patches that we're creating here in Australia, 400 million of them for a population of 25 million a year, very, very interesting. So right after this short break, we're going to dive in with Celeste. Don't go anywhere. This is groundbreaking information.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1 877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Right before the break, I mentioned a recent interview I did with Hope and Tavon, a couple out of Morocco. That's actually up on the Z Media tab on band.video right now. It's also the featured video on zmedia.com. I really do encourage everyone to watch that. In that video, there's a lot of discussion around this technology, how it integrates with 5G, 6G, the satellites, all of that. And they mention a particular man named Achilles who's working on a lot of this tech. And he actually slips up in one of his presentations, and we've got evidence of it. This is on YouTube, where he talks about the COVID shots being essentially programmable technology. And so I think that what we said before and what Celeste said before, a lot of this tech supersedes many people's understanding. But Celeste is going to give us some more insight. So please, you've got the floor, Celeste.
Okay, so this is basically, we've entered a time of the real-life Hunger Games. They've arranged that it's a gladiatorial competition between the kinds, which is like humans and animals and plants that have always been known and existed on our planet, versus the clades. And clades are the new synthetic biology that is replacing us. And they are digitized, so it is programmable. Also includes things like the selfish gene. And you guys, I know you've all heard about the selfish gene. There was Bill Gates, I think, talking about it a while ago. So we're going to go into the weeds just a little bit. So there's weaponization of identity. So basically the power elite have decided that you do not have ownership of your identity. So this is going to play a factor. We're going to go through this pretty quickly. That is why they said you will have nothing and be happy. That is your partly includes your identity. And another thing that many of us have not dove into, I did a year ago, is that you will not persist in space and time. They want to rob you of eternal life or having a good life here on this planet, but then they also want to rob you of this eternal life that we are going to have. So basically they want to eradicate you for all time. Then basically, oops, just a sec.
That's okay. While you look, that statement's absolutely true. We're dealing with Satanists here who don't want you to go into the eternal life that you're destined for. They want you to be damned with them.
Absolutely. And the bottom line, so they want you erased for all time, which is what I discovered through synthetic biology and the Soul Catcher series. But they, in this process, there are weapon systems. There's layer upon layer, and I hope we get a chance to talk about it sometime. And what they do is confuse individuals. And what have we been noticing? A lot of people since 2020 have gotten confused. And they say, notice that they say individuals. You know the semantic shell game that you see, I see? They say individuals. So they are not even acknowledging us as humans or mankind. So they're confusing all of the things. Even the synthetic biology is confusion, chaos. It destroys mankind's perception of themselves. So basically your identity is who you are, who you think you are. They are in the process of doing this through their weapon systems and using synthetic biology. one of the big things that I found in synthetic biology is that they are removing the internal boundaries that we have. And that they're doing that at all the levels. Like, they're taking matter, a table, a piece of fruit, breaking it down to the molecular molecular level, atomic molecules, and then re-engineering it. So these boundaries, then we're crossing things like the spiritual line, the just the physicality, all the things that we knew and took for granted, they're erasing. It also
let me make sure that I'm understanding you right here, Celeste. So when we're saying the whole concept of synthetic biology is they're recreating our biology the way that they want it to work or be programmed. And so when you're saying they're breaking down even things like fruits and vegetables to that molecular level and re-engineering them, that also would react with the human biology when consuming that. And so all of these things are integrated, and the weapon systems that you're talking about, I'm presuming, have to do with the frequencies in 5G and other, EMF. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because where does synthetic biology get its orders from? It's from the 5G, 6G, 7G. That's what's driving it, kind of. It's the driver of the car. You can think of synthetic biology as kind of a vehicle, a transport vehicle. And it will transport many things, and it will do. Synthetic biology at its core changes your function and my function. We had a function when we were born and a calling, and it changes our function down at the molecular level to do something else, to serve the agenda that we don't consciously at this point, agree with. And so basically they're turning things like our hair into hair bots. That will suck out the UN pollution.
We're just getting a few noises on your end, Celeste. I don't know if you're getting notifications. I just want to make you aware of that. So are you saying that there are, that based on this, they're already deploying the weapon system through the frequencies with the fact that they've, you know, the tech that's kind of already inside human beings, and this is being found by so many people around the world, Dr. Anna Mahaitcha, along with Clifford Carnicum, Karen Kingston, spoken about this before, former Pfizer employee and biotech analyst. So there are so many people around the world that are finding this tech. I've exposed it and brought it up on this broadcast many times. That's already integrating, and this is why we're seeing the explosion of all of this debauchery. We're seeing this explosion of kids confused about their gender. Is this the reason it's already being deployed?
Yes, it actually, there were a number of us that were electronically identified in the 50s and 60s through vaccination. Remember, those were the years that there was a huge push for vaccination. And so it has been only increasing. 2005 was a pivotal year where it really went operational. There was a UN mandate or something called the National Animal Identification System, and they consider us animals. And it had three pillars. All property or everything belongs to the government is pillar one. Pillar two is all biological life must be electronically identified. And the third was 24/7 surveillance. And this is what we're seeing now. They believe that they own all of us and every cell in us, and so that they have the right to do an incursion into our body and change us.
I have some interesting facts to add to that. I just did a three-part series on biodigital convergence. For anyone who hasn't seen it, it's up on zmedia.com. I really encourage people to watch it. And I include a paper written by, legal experts on this difference between an owned human and a pwned human. What is it? Who owns the human now that this technology is inside of them? When we consider the Internet of Bodies, Internet of Things, these people actually think they own you. We'll get into that a little bit more on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. This is mind-blowing stuff.
The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits that they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up. Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors. The Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It has 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water. Almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount to start at the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Back with my special guest Celeste Solemn. You know, while humanity is fighting against the New World Order, one of the biggest components of that fight is the fight against transhumanism. And so many people may not be aware that this is something that's already a very real threat. I just read an article this morning, Celeste, about someone creating a rival to ChatGPT. This thing is already being weaponized to hack people. And, you know, one of the last callers was talking about deep fakes and things of this nature. But we're talking about something even beyond that. So what links do we think there are, Celeste? Because you're right, there's been this explosion in kids just having, being confused about their identity. Of course, that's partly due to the education indoctrination centres that they call schools. And it's also because of the culture and social media and all of this. But are we saying that there's more to it?
There is more to it. So let's look briefly at a person. So only a legal person has rights, and we can, and a person can be like the government or whatever. It doesn't necessarily have to be a human. Think about the ramifications when we talk about synthetic biology, which in synthetic biology, they mix all these different creatures, nanobots, plants, insects into your DNA. So you're like just this mixed soup, so to speak. And then, but only a legal person, and they're not saying a legal man or woman. So you are looking at a time when we have no rights as a man or a woman. As a matter of fact, in, you know, hopefully in the next segment, we'll just deep dive really quick and go through what they are doing to sexuality. Because basically they say, the powers that be say, you don't have a right to your own sexuality. Your sexuality is determined by hormones, environment, all and anything that we give you, but you don't own your sexuality. And so this is.
Yuval Noah Harari has said that AI is going to tell you if you're gay. You don't know if you're gay. AI is going to tell you if you are. So these are statements that have been made. You're not wrong. Keep going. We have time.
Yeah. So let's just dive into the. Well, I want to talk about something that I discovered. I was on a legal forum in the 1990s, and it was between academia and the lawyers, and they were discussing who has got supremacy on the earth, whether it's human or whether it's animal. And it was decided already in the 1990s that humans have primacy in the law over humans. And then I watched that happen at work. You know, the day came, there was a disaster, and this guy calls up and he says, can I save my property? Can I do whatever I need to do to save my property? And we had to say, because the Corps of Engineers said no, that was the first time we had to say no because of the fish. But so the guy hung up. It was before caller ID. I thought he was safe. But when I was back at FEMA, they had installed some satellites. And they actually took pictures, and this guy comes out from the bottom of the where I work with like pictures of every little rock like this big. So they were monitoring. So basically, humans no longer have rights. We have to abdicate to animals. That set the stage for what they're doing now with this transhumanism. So now anything has a right over human, including artificial and synthetic, a synth, something that is a synthetic humanoid that is not even a human at all, has nothing human. It looks human, but it has artificial blood, artificial organs, artificial brain. It can be inhabited by demonic entities. So it set the stage and a precedent so that that is considered a legal individual, not a human, or not a person, a man or a woman.
Well, what you're talking about is incredibly complicated, but I'm going to do my best to sort of break this down and explain how it's the case. So that's not what we believe, and that's not what God says, but that's what the globalist mentality is. And I referenced these legal papers that I was reading as part of the Biodigital Convergence series, and there was a discussion about whether a human being was owned or pwned, and they gave the example of a pacemaker. When someone has a pacemaker installed in them, the people that have created that pacemaker own that pacemaker. So they were talking about, okay, well, when we're looking at synthetic biology and all of this tech being inside the human, weaved inside them and linking them to the Internet of Bodies, is that human being now owned because they're essentially integrated with the technology of the creators? And so it really was not able, the paper was not able to answer the question because, again, if the pacemaker is owned by the maker and they're now, they're changing the human being with their tech, and we're talking about technology that goes in and essentially hacks your brain neurons. It creates new neurons and overcomes your existing brain neurons. I know it sounds wacky, but this is absolutely evidenced in their peer-reviewed papers, in so many publications on nanotech. So am I correct then in my explanation, Celeste, of how this actually becomes a reality for those creating this technology?
So back in 2005, we found out with this National Animal Identification System that the government was all the different, you were issued when you were electronically identified an alphanumeric number with the country code in front. That put the government in first position of owning. Then in the 1990s, we also saw, remember that genetically modified farm that was right next to an organic farm, and the wind blew and it blew the genetic, the Monsanto pollen yes. over to the organic farm. It went to court and it set the precedent because they were found that the organic farm stole the property of Monsanto. So what yes. you're talking about, now we have synthetic biology. Let me explain. In one of the It can be in a therapeutic, it can be in a vaccine. It has a substrate, which is a foundation. This is nano-sized. This is at the molecular level or atomic level. Then there's writing in there. It's a nanolithography. And then they encrypt it. Now, anything can be in there, I believe, and I saw evidence in 2005, along with some other lawyers, that they were changing ownership, that there is a change of ownership or a shift from you as being this person into being owned. And then it's encrypted. It goes into a therapeutic. It goes into a vaccine. Goes into your body. And there is this contract in the blockchain. And, yes, given the precedent back in 1990, you are, in fact, owned. This is intellectual property. That's what Monsanto claimed, is that this organic farm stole their intellectual property. And actually, when we take something in, then this has even deeper depths to it. Yes, then we're owned, but we can transmit this. Like if I go to shake your hand and I have spike protein or any of these sapphire nanocubes in me, I can actually transmit it. These are called mimetic mind virus. It can go out. It's self-spreading. It's transmissible. It's been known for a long time. This is another one of their weapon systems. So then if I shake your hand, Maria, and you get it, then you also are owned, just by the mere fact that I shook your hand and it was transmitted to you, because you're holding that intellectual property.
Very, very interesting. And I have something to add to that from an attorney and an admission in courts, as well as what an Australian court recently said to someone that we interviewed. These people really think like this. So let's expand on that right after this short break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attorney Todd Callender, who's been on this broadcast with me before, and Forbes and USA Today wrote an article about it. The team have got it. They'll bring it up on the screen right now. Todd spoke about the term homobulgenesis and said, here are unfounded claims that COVID-19 vaccinated are no longer human. That's what Forbes said in response to our interview. USA Today also wrote about it and claimed that they contacted me for comment, but I will publicly say that never happened. But the reason that Todd was talking about this term was because he was actually in court asking in one of his cases that he was dealing with whether the court considered human beings their property because they were now patented based on a U.S. Supreme Court decision many years ago, and they could not answer his question. Then in Australia in recent times, we had an instance of a gentleman who went into court over nonsense accusation that he was breaching COVID rules. You know, I won't get into the details, but he actually said to the judge, Your Honor, am I your property? And she said, yes, you are actually. And so at the time, I asked the question, how widespread is this thinking? How widespread is the thinking that human beings are now owned? Now, again, we don't believe that, and I'm absolutely no one's property but God Almighty's, but they do because they think they're gods on earth. They've said this multiple times. So I think it's a very important conversation that we're having right here with Celeste Solom, because it's important to understand your enemy and how they actually think and how far will humanity go to have to fight to remain human or retain the essence of humanity. I mean, Celeste, how far down the path are we?
I would say we're at the end game and we have a big decision. Are we going to remain human or not? For instance, our sexuality, they consider it a construct, a social construct. It is evolutionary. That's how Karl Marx fits into this whole picture, because Karl Marx was a devotee of Darwin. And so everything that they're doing is an evolutionary experiment, either directed evolution or experimental evolution. And so even our sexuality, they are evolving it. And why are they doing this? To cross the dimensional boundaries. Remember at the beginning we talked about the barriers that kind of God put in place. Like my skin is a barrier from lots of bad things. So they want to break the bonds. In Psalm 2, it talks about humanity throwing off the bonds, the chains that they feel that they have. And that's what we're seeing. And now it's drilling down to the family, to sexuality, to our individuality. Who is a person? Who isn't a person? These days, they have defined us right out of any rights, legal rights, or privileges, or anything. It is the same model that they used in World War II against certain populations. They made them they demonized them. They said they were like apes and that type of thing. And that's why they went to all this trouble in their therapeutics, vaccinations, to mix it with all these different things so they can say. And there's a person called Bruce Lipton. He's an evolutionist. And he said, you're not human. You've got more non-human cells in you than you have human. And that's their take, is that we are not human any longer and that we never have been human. And so we can be tinkered with, just like you would play with an ant or a mouse or whatever.
That's the point. So if these globalists have such little value on human beings, which we've seen how little value they place, they're actively trying to exterminate us and kill us and cause death and suffering every which way you can imagine, including mutilate children and tell you that it's really great. So the thinking of these people that they own us and that we're nothing makes a lot of sense when you consider all of the other things that they're doing, Celeste.
Absolutely. So have you looked into appeal? It's APPEEL.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but please share it with the audience.
So it's a spray on and to put on your fruit and veg. We don't do it, but the manufacturers and, you know, when it goes to the big warehouses, that type of stuff, puts it on to increase shelf life up to a year, 2 years. But did you know that that technology is based on, the technology is actually Medusa, and that is a Greek god that murdered her children to save the cherry crop. And this is a cherry based spray. Now, so it's got a Greek goddess, and that is affiliated with the cherries, and she murders her children to save the cherry crop. Now, today, we're putting it on all of our fruits and vegetables to murder our children, the same to save the planet, to save the planet.
Everything that you're talking about is, you know, incredibly deep. Celeste, I know it's taken you years and years and thousands upon thousands of hours of research to come to some of these conclusions. Just the other day when I mentioned the real life vampire that Alex was talking about, and he said, how did every single civilization throughout history come to the conclusion that there were people, evil people, coming in the middle of the night to steal the children so they could drink their blood? How did so many societies come to that conclusion and have that story told throughout their societies? And the reality is that the globalists and the people that are doing this to us practice a very, very old religion. It's essentially Satanism. These occult practices, something that you're talking about, you found the link to Medusa. Most people would think that's perhaps far-fetched. No, this is genuinely what these people live and breathe. They serve a very, very dark spiritual force.
Absolutely. I mean, I was pretty horrified. Everybody was talking about it, but they, you know, that's the thing. We don't dig. And I think if we are going to preserve humanity, man and woman are kind, not our species, because that's evolutionary. Species is evolutionary, but bottom line, we're kind, man and mankind. We are going to have to dig. We are, like, I just got somebody let me know this, I think it was just yesterday, that on Campbell's soup, now it says, this is biotechnology. This is synthetic biology. Huh. On Campbell's soup, chicken noodle soup. This is the soup that your mother would give you when you're not feeling good. And if you don't dig, if you don't learn a little bit about synthetic biology, you don't have to do what you do and what I do, but you should have a cursory understanding of it. I did the webinar for free so that you can have that understanding, so that you don't get caught in this trap and then all of a sudden you're sick and you have morbidity, you've got things growing inside of you. You may have stroke, you may have heart attack, you may have many, a plethora of different pain, insomnia. You need to know that this exists and how to take precaution. And that's why we all need to do, and we all need to press into our Creator, quite frankly, because quite frankly, in the Bible, it says that if Jesus didn't cut short the days, there would be no flesh left alive. That's what we're staring at. And on top of that, we're moving into this sixth extinction level event. So the elite knew this. They obfuscated it. They classified a document called the Adam and Eve story. And then they unclassified it about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. And it tells about what's going to be happening. And this is a time, given the magnetosphere and what's happening on our planet, this is a very cyclical event. The last time this happened, and we're in it, we're in the very beginning of it, 90% of all life went extinct. But the elite knew ahead of time. We didn't know, so we couldn't prepare. But they got they're getting their system. This is a system, and synthetic biology is a system, and we have to realize that.
And I agree with you, Celeste. We're almost out of time for today. I could talk to you literally for hours. We will definitely speak with you again. Celeste has released a very, very important series on synthetic biology. It's a 4-part webinar. I do encourage everyone to go and watch that. You can find her on Rumble. Her website is also celestialreport.com. Just amazing information, amazing research, and most of all, faith in Jesus, which is what we need to get us through this and preserve mankind. And I know God will give us the strength to do the right thing. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Please continue to support InfoWars.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.